Second Samuel chapter 16. Second Samuel chapter 16. I'll be reading one verse there. Second Samuel chapter 16. And again, I'll say I appreciate the opportunity for being here. And really didn't know until last night that we were going to be coming. They had sent word that for somebody to come, and didn't know exactly who, but it fell our lot, and I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here, really am. And thank a whole lot of Odell, and came to our church a long time ago, and he's another person that if you don't like him, you need to take another trip.
Amen.
He's just a wonderful person. And I can identify with him. Lost my dad in 94, April of 94, and know what it feels like to that certain degree, and so would be much prayer for him. Amen. 2 Samuel chapter 16, verse number 1. And when David was a little past the top of the hill, behold, Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, met him with a couple of asses saddled, and upon them 200 loaves of bread, and 100 bunches of raisins, and 100 of summer fruits, and a bottle of wine. I want you to notice the first part of this verse here. And when David was a little past the top of the hill. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated if you want to. Amen. I was at a church preaching in Ohio, and a friend of mine was there, and he got to take prayer requests, and he told this story. His name was Brother Oscar Hughes, and he told a story of when he was in the army. He said that there was a hill, and this hill had a number. It was called Hill 346, and he said their company had got to this hill many days prior, and they'd come up to a certain point, a certain place, and he said there on that hillside, the enemy would push them back over, and they would have to retreat, and they'd go back down, and they'd regroup themselves, and they'd head back up again. And he said, finally one day, the general came, and he said, men, he said, we're going to take this hill, and we're going to hold it. Amen. He said they head up that mountain the next day, and here come the enemy over again. And the general running through the troop, he said, men, take it and hold it. Yeah. And he said, that particular day, he said, I experienced something that I never experienced before. He said, the enemy was there. He came again to push. He said, but we took the hill, and we held it. And yeah. We went to the top. And I'd like to preach just a little while. I won't hold you long this morning, but I'd like to preach good to you. And try to help you, if you will, the Lord that will be this morning on this. And I felt it struck me to go this way. But I'd like to preach on a little past the top. A little past the top. The first thing that we find in reading, you can back up and read the chapter before and find the struggles that David was going through. And that you and I, in this life that we live, climbing this mountain, you see life is referred to as a mountain or an ocean or a road or a walk that we travel. But this morning, let's just look at it as a mountain, if you will. And in this mountain, it's a struggle. It's the first thing that we'll encounter up the hillside, up the mountainside. The struggle is the first opposition. And it comes in many ways. It comes mentally, physically, and spiritually. You've heard the song, no doubt, that says, I've just came through another valley.
Yeah.
Amen. I've been in it for a while. I've just came through another valley. Satan thought he had my smile, but I kept smiling through the valley. By the grace of God's own Son, I just came through another valley. Look out, mountain. Here I come.
Now, amen.
That's the struggle that we face. It comes to a place that it's a fight. In this hour to stay saved, it's a struggle in this hour to stay saved. And you'll look somebody next to you, and they're climbing just fine. Everything looks good for them, and looks like there's no struggle for them. There's no problem for them. Everything's going just good. But you see, some people cry better than others.
Yes.
Some people don't have the struggle that others have. It comes in different ways. But all exhausted feeling of climbing that mountain. Brother Hughes said, I've never been so exhausted in my life to get to the same place every time and be pushed back by the enemy. Have you ever been there before?
And yes.
It's like there's just a place that you get to and you can't pack it up for some time. But oh, there comes a time when you finally get that prayer through to God. There finally comes a time when
yes.
you go back there and you make it past there. The struggle is there, yes. But God's grace helps
yes.
us. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible said in Luke 13:24, strive to enter in at the straight gate. There is a fight if we make it to heaven. There is a fight if we make it to glory. We've got to stay in the battle in the day that we're living in. People are praying. Oh yeah, they're praying. But you know what they're praying for? They're praying for a layoff, if you will. Come on, yeah. They're praying that everything would be easier and that the fight wouldn't be so hard. And the brother was mentioning all the different churches in the area. You know why? There's so many churches in the area. It's because some people have decided that it's a little easier just to live a little less.
Amen.
It's a little easier just to do it a little less. But I want you to know something this morning. We must press and strive to enter in and make it a little past the top.
Amen.
Amen. You see,
right.
David wasn't satisfied anymore. The general of Brother Hughes' company wasn't satisfied with just being on the brink of the top.
Amen.
You see, there's a danger in not being at the very top and being past it. There's a danger of rolling backwards over. There's a danger of going back where you came from. Amen.
Yeah.
We find a struggle in Matthew 27. We find the crucifixion of Christ. And we find in him climbing the heartbreak ridge, if you will, if we could call it that. We find the struggle that takes place. And that we know that already he had struggled at once in the garden and once in the wilderness. And now he's struggling up the hill. Amen. Up Calvary's hill and doing everything by the plan of his Father. But all the struggle is there. You know, he was man enough to be human man, but he was God enough to be the Father.
Oh, amen.
But there were still feelings of no doubt. If the Bible would have recorded it, it could have recorded the struggles that was going on in his mind, and somewhat did in the Garden of Gethsemane. Yeah. And then it did in the wilderness when he fought the enemy and talked to him and won the battle there. But now he's crawling up and struggling up the mountainside. Oh, hear me just a little while. The struggle that was there. Aren't you glad that he never stopped?
Amen.
Aren't you glad that he never quit? I appreciate the fact that he went all the way to the top of it.
Amen.
Knowing for surety the cross was there. Knowing for surety that the cross was there. Oh, yeah. They cast lots upon his garment. They spit on him. They done all manner of things to him. But in climbing the mountain, there's a second thing that we encounter. We must conquer. Amen. We must conquer. We've reached the top of the hill. We got there. We finally made it. But we must conquer the hill.
Amen.
We must be able to go past the top. Amen. Listen, just like many are doing today. Look, verse 30. Six said, and sitting down, they watched him there. Many folks in their experience today have got thus far. They just sit down and watch the world go by.
Amen.
They don't travel no more. They don't climb no more. They're just kind of part of the crowd. But I want you to know something this morning. In this hour that we live, times are getting bad. Yes, they are. But we still serve a living God.
Amen.
Oh, I'd like to help you today. Folks will fill up the church. They'll fill up a home. And they'll fill up a pew, if you will. Service after service goes by and they just watch. Just watch. Just be partakers. No partakers they are. They just watch. And the song after song is sang, and message after message is preached, and testimonies come and go. and revivals come and go, and they're just sitting there.
Yeah.
Just watching there. Just not really being a part of it. They're just there with their person, there with their number, and that's it. But oh, there's a time when we must conquer. There's a time when we must go past it. There's a time when we get to a certain place. Listen, I want you to understand something. That crowd there that morning, they was looking upon Mary's son. In the flesh, they was looking upon Mary's son. Mary was his mother, earthly mother, and they could feel Mary, they could touch Mary. That's something they could tangibly put their fingers on. And that's all that they knew. But they were watching Mary's son there as he died and he gave up the ghost. But you know what really happened? As they was watching Mary's son, God's son, come down from the cross. Come on here, just a little bit. And he went to the depths of the earth, went to the heart of the earth.
Amen.
And there he conquered that heel. Come on here, just a little bit. It was there that he conquered death. It was there that he won the ultimate victory. Aren't you glad?
Yes.
Really what happened was the cross was the top of the heel. But when he went to the heart of the earth, that was just a little past. Come on here.
Amen.
That was a little burden and supposed to have went. I'm glad the story never stopped there. I'm glad that he resurrected on the third day. Come on now.
Amen.
Just because he resurrected, you and I have a hope this morning.
Amen. That's right.
Brother was talking about hope. If he had not conquered it, and he had not won the victory,
yeah.
Amen.
There'd
be no promise of hope.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad he resurrected. Jesus took the heel and he held it.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right.
He still holds the victory today.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Men all over the country, high esteemed men, have tried to take away the fact of the power of the cross. They tried to take away the fact of the power of the resurrection.
Yeah.
But oh, aren't you glad that when you go to an altar and pray, that you can feel the divine power of God?
Amen.
There's enough of it there that when you seek His face, it'll cause a sinner drunk man to change his ways.
Yeah.
Come on now. It'll cause a woman that's just in the awfulest shape you ever seen. It'll cause those negative women to become good women.
Amen. Well, yeah, that's right.
It'll cause them to become mothers.
Yeah.
It'll cause the husbands to become fathers.
Amen.
It'll put the homes back together. It'll cause young children to get out of that rebellious state that
they're in. Amen.
Teenagers to come out from the world and to live clean and holy before God. That's what the power of the resurrection is. It causes you and I to change. It causes you and I to come closer. And it gives us the power to take the heel and go past the
top. Amen.
Revelation 6:2 said, and I saw beheld a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer.
Yeah.
Amen. Romans 8:31 said, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. We read those things sometimes and we forget the power of what's really there. We lose the intensity of what He's saying. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I know we struggle with battles and we fight things and climbing the mountain is rough and it's tough and it's hard sometimes as Christians, and we face things, the devil puts things in front of us, and little stumbling blocks to stumble us along the way. But oh, hey, I'm here to tell you this morning, God is for us.
Amen.
And my brother was talking about building the church, and he mentioned that it probably won't necessarily be from somebody else's church. Listen, you know, it's easy for folks to go to one place to the other, but when you evangelize this community and you
That's right.
God can deal. God can do it. God can build a church. Amen. Amen. Some folks are just satisfied just to be simply where they are. Just satisfied to be in the place they are. They get halfway up the mountain, that's good enough for them. They get part way up, that's good enough for them. If they progress maybe just a day and a half further than they was before, they're satisfied. Oh, but I don't want to quit until I get past the top.
Amen.
Amen. What is it so important about being past the top? When you pass up the top of the mountain, top of the hill, you start on the downside. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
The traveling is going to lead you in. Things are not so hard, don't seem like. Oh, yes. Listen. Psalms 44 and 5 says, through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. Amen. Oh, yeah. 1 John 5, 4 says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
Amen.
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 I want you to know something today. It is God's will that the church be built.
Amen.
It's God's will that the church have victory. Amen. It's God's will that the church prosper.
Amen.
It's God's will that they come a little past the point to where the enemy has seen, I put a block and you can't get any further. You can't go any more. See, Mark, it's just so hard to get past that point.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible said, this time come only by fasting and prayer.
Amen.
That's the only way. That's the formula that has worked for centuries. That's the formula that's built many a church.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about a building, but I'm talking about a church full of godly people. A church that's full of people that's going to live for God. That's the church
we're talking
about. It is possible to build it like that. But we've got to decide. We've got to work it. Oh, preacher, I don't feel like evangelizing this area today. I don't feel like knocking on these doors today. I don't feel like doing it like that today. I'm a little too embarrassed. Listen, don't worry about the embarrassment. I'm glad Christ wasn't too embarrassed to go to the cross. I'm not even embarrassed to go to the heart of the earth.
Yes.
Too embarrassed to rest your neck on the third day. I don't want to be on the earth. Knock on the doors. Hey, Christ is coming. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Come on, Peter. Stop in there. I'm going to ask them people to come to church. So sometimes we go out and say, you're going to stop today? No. I'm just waiting. But one of these days I'm going to stop. And I remember one particular Sunday, he stopped by there. He said, I'm going to stop today. He pulled in there, went up and knocked on the door. An elderly man came to the door. And to make a long story kind of short, he talked to that one man, and got him to come to church. He came to church that night, I believe it was. That particular night, he came to church, him and his wife. And he prayed and he got saved. She prayed and she got saved. You know what happened the next Sunday night? That door flew open and there was 22 people came through that door. 20 other people beside that elderly man and his wife. And those were his children and his sons-in-law. Come on now.
Yeah.
I said, just over a week. And the church had 22 people added to it. Hey, listen, I know what we've got. And the brother was talking about knocking on doors. It seemed like that's kind of what the feeling is this morning. But, you know, just knocking
you prayed and you sought God and you drove past that home day after day or Sunday after Sunday,
amen,
when God smote your heart and said, stop today, put in there and just witness to them and tell them about,
amen,
Christ, tell them about His love and His mercy, you might be surprised what God will do. Somebody said, well, that'll never happen. Yes, it will.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
This morning, I just remember, and most of those children, most of those people that got saved, are still saved.
Amen.
Some of them aren't. Some of them ain't. Some of them have settled for less. They went back on what they know was the truth, and they settled for less. But for the most part, some of them are still saved.
Amen.
It was shortly after that elderly man died. The father of all those children died. God saved his Lord. It's worth it.
Worth it all.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So I said, well, crowd's down today and looks kind of bleak and kind of lonely in the situation. That's the way the devil wants you to feel.
Right?
That's the way the devil wants you to feel. I'm glad for a Savior.
Amen.
That went a little past
God.
Yes.
Yes, you did. How many would lift their hand this morning and say, preacher, from now on, I'm going to take you up on that. There's going to be a place that the devil is going to say, you got to stop here. You can't go any further. You know why sometimes he says, don't go no further? Because he knows that just across that threshold,
all right,
there's going to be a bigger.
All right.
Across that threshold. You know why the devil came to Christ in the wilderness and tempted him three times? Because he knew if he ever made it to the cross and he ever made it to the resurrection, his day was over. He knew if he could talk him out of it, he could stop the power of God,
amen,
but he couldn't talk him out of it.
Right.
He knew that there was a victory just across the threshold. And
amen.
Christ went on and he preached to him right there. And he rebuked him and he went all the way past the top. Back to him.
Amen.
They want to argue about the most elementary things. They don't really matter.
Amen. That's right.
I mean, they matter, but they're not important for the time that we're living. They're not important for the situation.
Amen.
Amen. I'm trying to help this morning. Hope that somebody's got help.
Amen. Wonderful.
Got to go past the top. Got to go past the top. Just a little past the top.
Amen.
Just a little further. Brother Oscar, you said that they named that place. It had a number. You said that the company, the army, the United States had gave that hill the number 346. He said, but we named it Heartbreak Ridge. Amen. They lost men there. They lost men there. There was casualties there. But he said today that the general said, today we're going to take this hill.
Yeah.
And Brother Hugh said, as far as I know, all of history that I've read since then, he said, we still own hill number 346. He said, the United States still owns it. It's still part of ours. He said, we conquered it. We had victory. Amen. Hey, how about just if time lasts, if the world stands and God permits and God's will is done and this church builds. You said, well, that's kind of far out, but you just imagine that just a few years down the road, there's a big road goes past here. Besides, this, I told my wife, I said, this reminds me of a driveway. This little road wasn't much wider than a driveway, right?
Yeah.
Here.
Amen.
And I said, but I was thinking that, can you just imagine that just in a few years, a major highway is running through here, and the church has expanded, it's exploded, it's built, it's full of people, and everybody that drives by is going to say, hey, look at that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not too far out, is it?
Amen.
Is it?
Amen.
God be for us. Who can do this?
That's right.
Amen, if you will.
God's able to make it. God is able. God is able. Amen. Is that song ready? You good?